السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected Ulama Kiram, brothers and also our sisters listening in at the madrasa over the receivers. As I announced at Maghrib time that there was no confirmed program for tonight, and the nasihats which I was discussing of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala to his son Hazrat Abdullah, I will continue inshallah next week, because there are many brothers who come from Hamzinto, Stanger and Verlam and other places. They are regular in the programs and they are not aware of this program. So just for the benefit of some young friends of mine who were asking me this morning that will we be having something tonight. So one young brother said that, Molna, you always talk about the injections that you give. So if we miss out on one injection, then we find a weakness, because the Thursday injection carries me through till Monday, and the Monday injection carries me through till Thursday. So I said, Alhamdulillah, at least it is carrying you through. But what should really happen is that the effect should last all one's life. Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahab Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali, he says, Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. Ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. Then our hearts must become such that there must be istiqamat in there. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. That love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has embedded itself in my heart. I'm making shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that after the period of time of Islam, or Azkar and Durud and Salam and Zikr and Tilawat and all the rest of the things, now Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat has embedded itself in my heart and it has become permanent. He says, Ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. Out of tawazu and humility, he says, shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. But in reality, he says that now my heart has really become a heart, truly become a heart, because the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has now become permanently settled in my heart. So this is what we should really be trying to achieve, that Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat, Allah Ta'ala's khawf, both things must settle in our hearts. All these programs and the zikr and whatever we do, it is intended for that. So for the benefit of these few young brothers or friends of mine, I decided that we will repeat something from Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Madzub Rahmatullah Alayhi's beautiful kalam, in which he says, Kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. So we'll read a few couplets from there.
कैसे कैसे घर उजाड़े मौत ने, कैसे कैसे घर उजाड़े मौत ने, खेल कितनों के बिगाड़े मौत ने, कैसे कैसे घर उजाड़े मौत ने, खेल कितनों के बिगाड़े मौत ने, पील तन क्या क्या पछाड़े मौत ने, पील तन क्या क्या पछाड़े मौत ने, सरों कद कब रो में गाड़े मौत ने, एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है, एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है.
कैसे कैसे घर उजाड़े मौत ने, हाउ मेनी होम्स, देयर वाज सो मच ऑफ लाफ्टर, चीयर, एंजॉयमेंट, एवरीथिंग. There was plenty of luxuries in the home. Everybody was enjoying the comforts of life. And mouth came and took the person away. and the happiness and the joy and the laughter all subsided. Khel kitno ke bigade maut ne. So many were enjoying themselves. There was plenty of entertainment. There was nothing but fun, enjoyment, pleasure, entertainment. But maut does not leave anyone. It took away all the pleasure and the joy and the happiness and the entertainment. Peelatan kya kya pachare maut ne. Those who had big, huge bodies like the elephants. But the death did not even leave them. The angel of death, there was no question of power or force that could resist him. And saro qad qabro me gaade mautane. Some people tall like the gum trees, but the angel of death didn't leave them too. Whether they were strong and powerful like the elephant, or they were tall like those gum trees, but maut did not leave anyone. So what should we do? He said, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. One day you have to die and you have to leave this world. So do whatever you have to do, for finally it is death. Every day, this is the lesson that the janazas give to us. That today it is my turn, tomorrow it is yours. I've said this on previous occasions too, but as I said, that this is to refreshen our iman and yaqeen in the akhirat, and to make us realize that there is a day of judgment, and that this world is a temporary abode, and there is a permanent abode that is to come in the hereafter. So for that purpose we are reciting this poetry. It is not entertainment. It is for the islah of our qalb and of our amal. So I've mentioned this on previous occasion too, that the kuffar say the same thing, and a believer says the same thing. The disbelievers also say, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Same thing the kuffar also say. That one day you are going to die, so enjoy yourself as much as you can enjoy now. Commit as much zina as you can now. Cinemas, theaters, discos, strip clubs, gambling dens, nightclubs, wherever you can go and enjoy yourself. Filthy movies, filthy magazines. Enjoy yourself. Why? Because one day you are going to die. So before that, enjoy yourself. That's what they also say. And what does the believer say? That do whatever you have to do now, because one day you are going to die. What it means is that please Allah as much as you can now. Do the ibadat, do the zikr, do the tilawat. Do everything now. You won't get another opportunity after death. You are going to turn to dust. All of us are going to turn to dust one day. So whatever has to be done now. That incident again comes to mind, which appeared in the newspaper some years ago in the 90s, that the person was giving a talk. It was an economic conference in Johannesburg. And the person that was giving the talk, he said that whatever has to be done today. Tomorrow could be too late. He says, before the elections, you have to do that now, whatever he was discussing. He says, tomorrow could be too late. And then it was reported that he choked, he collapsed, and he died. It was too late. What he was talking about, that do whatever you have to do now, tomorrow could be too late. He also didn't know that he's not going to see the tomorrow. So this is what a believer takes a lesson from this, that whatever has to be done today, has to be done now. Then again, we must not misunderstand. That does not mean that now we have to leave everything. We have to divorce our wives, we have to divorce our children, we have to divorce our homes, we have to divorce our cities and towns, and go away into the jungles. Nothing of that kind. We live within the society, we live within our homes, we go to the bazaars and marketplaces, we conduct our businesses, we go out for tabligh and dawat, or whatever we do. Everything is in limit, everything is within the framework of the Quran and the Sunnah, the rights of everyone are fulfilled. There is no such thing as trampling of the rights of the parents or of the children or of anybody else when we are trying to make our islah. Everything must be balanced. We must lead a normal life. Dunya ke mashghalo mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. They are laughing, they are smiling, they talk, they walk, they conduct business, they marry, they bring up their children, and they do the deen work also. But the difference between them and others is that in all the activities of life also, their hearts are with Allah Ta'ala. Is my Allah pleased with this or not? If Allah Ta'ala is not pleased with that smile, then they don't smile. If Allah is not pleased with that type of entertainment, then they don't enjoy that kind of entertainment. If Allah Ta'ala is not pleased with that kind of business, then they shun that kind of business, even if it is bringing millions of dollars of profit. If Allah Ta'ala is not pleased with anything, then they reject it. And if Allah Ta'ala is pleased, then they accept it, in whatever condition they may be.
Kuch haan ae be khabar hone ko hai, kuch haan ae be khabar hone ko hai, taaba ke ghaflat sahar hone ko hai, baandh le to sha safar hone ko hai, baandh le to sha safar hone ko hai, ختم ہر فرد بشر ہونے کو ہے ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے.
One day there is going to be a departure from this world. How long are you going to remain negligent and indifferent? There is going to be a departure from this world. Bandh le tosha safar hone ko hai. Those who went for Hajj recently, before they left, there was excitement, running around, getting the passports ready, making the visa applications, packing up the bags, making all the arrangements. And the longer that the person was going to be staying there, the more the preparation he made. Those days from India and Pakistan, and even now, those who come by boat and they spend 3 months there or 4 months, then they pack up in their bags and in their trunks that they bring, those tin trunks, all the masalas and the pickles and the rice and the dal and everything. Now you get everything there, but those days you shouldn't get. So for the 3 months, they should pack up everything and bring over there, because they're going to stay for 3 months or 4 months or 6 months, depending on how long they used to stay. So the longer the journey, the more the preparation the person has to make. He has to make sure that he's got everything on the other side that will be required for his stay there. It's a long stay, so he requires more things. So there's more preparation. And when he's departing also, the few days before that, he's making sure that all his affairs are taken care of. If he's got a business, then he must make sure that for the 4 months or 6 months or the longer the period of time that he's going for, proper arrangements have been made. So the journey of the akhirat, it's a very long journey. From the time that we die, it's not going to end. There is no such thing as they went for Hajj and they are going to return. So many of the Hujjaj, before we could blink our eyes, they are back. But this journey of akhirat, from the time that the person's eyes closes, it's a long, long journey. First it's in the qabr, we don't know how many thousands of years is going to be in the qabr. Then in the hashar, we do not know how long we have to stand there. Allah Ta'ala must make it easy for us. Then after that, pul sirat, beneath which is the fire of Jahannam. What a long journey, dangerous journey. So should we not be making preparation for that journey, which is so long, so dangerous? There are so many dangers lurking at different intersections there. So the preparation for that has to be made here. and it has to be made with the same body that we have, with the same eyes, with the same ears, with the same tongues, with the same wealth, with the same properties, with the same wife and children, with the same homes. The same things we will use to make the preparation for the akhirat. So the departure is going to take place. Again, you would recall that whenever a person asks me for nasihat at an airport, and especially at Jan Smuts Airport, then I show them that board. I say that board has got arrivals, another board there departures, and then if you look at that other board there, it says parking downstairs. And they got prayers upstairs. So look at those four boards. What more do we need? One is arrival, one is departure. Then prayers upstairs, obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when you're on the surface of the earth, because one day they're going to be parking downstairs. So kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. نفس اور شیطان ہے خنجر در بغل نفس اور شیطان ہے خنجر در بغل وار ہونے کو ہے اے غافل سنبھل آنا جائے دین و ایمان میں خلل آن جائے دین و ایمان میں خلل باز آہا باز آئے بد عمل آن جائے دین و ایمان میں خلل باز آہا باز آئے بد عمل ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے نفس and شیطان are just waiting to attack. I'm just giving you the general meaning of it. Nafs and shaitan are under your arms. They are just waiting to attack. So be on guard. Be alert. Don't be complacent. Don't take it for granted that I've got strong iman. Don't take it for granted that what can nafs and shaitan do? I'm making namaz, I'm making zikr, I'm making tilawat, I'm doing deen work. They are your enemies and they are just waiting for you to lapse and they will attack. It says, beware, don't let there become any weakness in your iman and in your deen. With all what is happening around and all the temptations that are placed before you, don't let it shake up your iman. Resist it. Stay away from all those sinful things. Ay badamal, give up those evils of your lives. How long are you going to continue indulging in those sins and vices? For ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. No matter how long you continue in your sinful lifestyle, says, but the day is going to come when you are going to be taken away from this world. So do whatever has to be done now. Tomorrow could be too late. The next minute could be too late. We have got no guarantee even of the next minute. Especially at present in our country, where the crime rate is so high that the world gets shocked when they hear of the crime rate of South Africa. So at such a time, what guarantee that do we have? That we are even going to see the next day. And there's no question of age also anymore. Age is no more a factor. The accidents, the earthquakes, the volcanoes, the tremors, the murders, the killings, everything. Large number of people are just going. So kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. It means put your affairs right, especially when it comes to our dealings with our family members, with our society members, with our neighbors, with our relatives, with our wives, with our children, with our elders and our young friends, our clients and customers. If there is a problem, then solve it now. Don't wait for after death. So many people, they give absolutely no thought also. When it comes to the dealings with the family members, own sisters, own brothers, own parents sometimes, that there is such negligence, there is such indifference to their rights. Unconcerned. So much so that some brothers have been charging interest on the money that they loan to their sisters. Some children have been charging interest on the money that they give to their own parents. I'm not telling you fairy tales, I'm dealing with cases. Then when that person dies, then we go and cry over that grave. When the person dies, then we go and cry over the grave, showing our great love and attachment and affection. And yet when that person was living and required our help and assistance, the person was elderly, the person was feeble, the person was weak. At that time we were unconcerned, we were not prepared to spend anything from our pockets on the care of that old person or of that needy person. And after the person dies, then we want to make fatiha. So he says, karle jo karna hai aakhir maut. It will be too late. Then the person will regret. Then he will wish that that person could have been alive and he had an opportunity to ask for forgiveness or to return whatever was due to that person or to pay back that which was taken as interest from that person. But it's too late. The person is gone into the grave. Now even if you give it to the heirs, but your conscience will not be happy. Your conscience won't give you peace. It will always worry. I wish I had asked that person for forgiveness during his lifetime. I wish I had asked my parents for forgiveness during their lifetime. I wish I had asked my wife for forgiveness during her lifetime for all the injustice that I had done. Or the wife will say, I wish I had asked my husband for forgiveness during his lifetime for the injustice that I have done. But that I wish is too late. Then people will go to Mitchell Park, there is one pond there, they throw coins there. They say wishing well. So they will throw a few cents there and wish that that person comes back to life so that I can ask him for forgiveness. But even if you throw $1 million there, the person is not going to come back to life. Those wishes will never be fulfilled. So the kuffar say the same thing, we say the same thing. Karle jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. But what they say is that do as much wrong as possible, enjoy yourself in all the haram places as much as possible because you are going to die one day. And we say that put your affairs right quickly, don't delay because you are going to die. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. So always remember those bodhs, arrival, departure, prayers upstairs, parking downstairs at Jan Smuts Airport. Go and look at those boards there. And all other stations and airports also, the board is there, arrival and departure. So what he is saying is that prepare for your departure because it is going to come and it is unknown. Again, that beautiful couplet on the letterhead of Hazrat Maulana Hakimullah Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatum, my Shaykh and Murshid, which you have by hearted by now. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi malum. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi malum. Aur usme tausi bhi hai ghair mumkin, اور میعاد اس کی نہیں معلوم. Very strange visa of life this is. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cancels it, nobody knows. Extension also of this visa is impossible. And the duration of time also is unknown. When that is the situation of this visa, then how can we be negligent? But I repeat that we have to live in this world, it's a world of means. And we can please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by making use of all the ni'mats that He has given in accordance with His will. In accordance with His will and desire, if we make use of it, Allah ta'ala becomes pleased and then He gives us the ni'mats of Jannat. So look at Allah ta'ala's ihsan upon us. Where can we find another Allah? How merciful, how kind, how forgiving, how loving, how caring, how much of love He has got for us. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us ni'mats. And then He says, make use of these ni'mats in accordance with my will, and then I will give you ni'mats unlimited in Jannat. That means He's not depriving us in this world and in the akhirat. The food that I give you, eat it according to the way that your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown to you. Earn your living according to the way that the Quran and the Sunnah has taught you. Marry according to the way that Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has demonstrated in his own life. Bring up your children as Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated in his own life. Look at the lives of the Sahaba ikram ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in. They are amongst the Sahabas those who were very rich and those who were very poor. Those who were black, those who were white. Those who were living in different countries. People from different backgrounds. So you will always find an example in the lives of the Sahaba ikram ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in. There's nothing difficult. Now He's giving you ni'mats, He's giving us ni'mats. He's given us the ni'mat of the eyes, of the ears, of the tongue. He's given us food, clothing, shelter, home, car, everything. Now all He's saying is that now use it according to my will and desire so that I may give you again unlimited ni'mats in Jannat. He wants to give us. He's not want to, doesn't want to take from us. What will Allah Ta'ala benefit in taking away? But all He says is that a little while in this world, for the few months or few years of your life, just remain away from those things that I have prohibited, and that too there's nothing but benefit in everything that I have prohibited. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever He has made haram, there's nothing but benefit in it. I have mentioned so many times that either it is beneficial to the individual, or it is beneficial to the family, or it is beneficial to the society, or beneficial to the nation. Everything that Allah Ta'ala has prohibited, you will find that definitely there's some benefit, either to the individual, family, society or nation. Allah. Look at everything, whether it is zina, whether it is pork, whether it is whether it is alcohol, whether it is gambling, whether it is taking and giving of interest, everything, finally man will come to the conclusion that it was harmful. That if Allah Ta'ala prohibits it, it's beneficial to the individual, or it was harmful to the individual, or his family, or his society, that's why Allah Ta'ala prohibited it. It's harmful. There's plentiful of harm in it. That's why Allah prohibited it. You'll definitely find harm. And the opposite of that was that it'll be good for the person if he stays away from it.
Daf'atan sar par jo aap pahunche ajal. Daf'atan jo. Daf'atan sar. Par jo aap pahunche amal ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal. Daf'atan sar par jo aap pahunche ajal, phir kahan tu aur kahan darul amal. Jayega ye bebaha mauqa nikal, jayega ye bebaha mauqa nikal, phir na haath aegi umre bebadal. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai.
Suddenly if death just comes upon you, he says, then where are you going to have the darul amal anymore? This world is darul amal, where you can do the actions, you can do the deeds. Here you can make the namaz, you can make zikr, tilawat, ibadat, help the refugees, help the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans, the widows, serve the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, make tafsir of the Quran Sharif, commentary of the Hadith Sharif. So many things you can do in this world. But if suddenly death just comes, then this opportunity will be gone. This opportunity will be gone. You will not be able to do anything after that. Once the eyes have closed permanently, then that's the end of it. This opportunity will leave you. So don't be negligent. You will not get another chance. For one day you are going to die. So do whatever has to be done now. Tomorrow could be too late. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Whatever has to be done, whatever you are going to do, whatever you want to do, you can do. But finally it's going to be death. People say that the remembrance of death creates depression and then you can't do any work of dunya. Na'uzu billah, that is a completely wrong perception of the remembrance of death. Then that would mean that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the Sahaba'i Kiram Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'een, and all the great Awliya'i Kiram, the only thing they did was they sat in the masjid, they remembered death, and they did nothing else. They ran big governments. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, more than 2/3 of the then known world, he was ruling over. And yet he remembered death the most. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to go to the graveyard, used to tear so much that his beard used to get wet with his tears. But yet he was Amir al-Mu'mineen of his time. He was a Khalifa of the time. And what large areas were conquered during his Khilafat. So there's no question of it stunting our growth and our progress. The remembrance of death, all that it does is that it does not allow us to go onto the wrong track. It brings us back onto the right track. It keeps us in the right frame of mind. When the person is just tempted to commit zina, or is tempted to commit zina, and there is no restriction, every kind of facility is available for that zina, at that time the person, if he just thinks that what if my death comes in this situation, then he will run away from there. The person wants to steal. Now if he just thinks that if death comes in this condition, that my hand is on that good, or he's signing a fraudulent check, that if my hand is just there, or if the person has got an illicit love relationship with someone and straight away he just thinks that what if my death comes whilst I'm just writing that letter, or what if my death comes if I'm just watching that porn movie, what if my death comes if I'm just watching that porn website, so straight away that will make this person give up that sin. That is all that there is to it. It will make that person realize that there is akhirat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, my life is in his control and he can snatch it away any time. He can order the angel of death to strike that sword on the neck at any time and any place and anywhere. So now this will be the restraining factor. The person is tempted to take interest. The person thinks, what if my death comes away? Then how am I going to face my Allah Ta'ala? So everywhere this is what way it helps. It doesn't mean that it stops your entertainment and it stops your laughter and your enjoyment and your eating of good food or wearing of good clothes or planning ahead. There's nothing wrong. We can plan 10 years ahead, 5 years ahead, 20 years ahead too. There's nothing wrong with that. If a person doesn't plan, how is he going to run his business? If he says that tomorrow could be death, so therefore I rather don't stock up any goods today, because tomorrow could be death. So that's why, if he doesn't stock anything, how is he going to sell to the customers? So he's going to plan that the season is coming now for business, so he's going to stock up. The person is planning, I will get married, inshallah. But all with it is inshallah. If Allah Ta'ala wills, then the person will get married too, then the person will run his business too, then the person will undertake the trip to Timbuktu also. But the thing is that if Allah Ta'ala wills, again that inshallah incident comes to mind, although you have heard it many times, but what is there if we repeat it and enjoy it again? So this person was going to buy the horse. So somebody told him that, where are you going? He asked him a question. He says, I'm going to buy a horse. They say, say inshallah. He said, why must I say inshallah when there is a marketplace where they sell horses? I've got plenty of money in my pocket and I'm going there to buy. So what is inshallah? I will definitely go there, I will buy and I will come back with the horse. But on the way, somebody inshallah cut his pocket. So now when he was returning, so there, without any horse, so the same friend met him again, he says, where's the horse? He says, inshallah, when I left home, inshallah, I had money in my pocket. But inshallah, on the way, I met you. And inshallah, when you asked me where I was going, I said, inshallah, I'm going to buy the horse. But then inshallah, somebody cut my pocket. And then inshallah, I couldn't buy the horse. So now inshallah, I'm returning home. So it's now in 100 places, he said inshallah, but in the wrong places. There he was not prepared to say inshallah in the right place once. But now, by force of circumstances, the person is saying inshallah in all the wrong places. So we are not prohibited from planning ahead, but what we are prohibited from is that we should not trust in those plans. We must remember that death is lurking behind us, so we must not indulge in any kind of transaction or any kind of action which will be a means of our regret and shame in the event of death. That is all. It is such a beautiful restraining tool that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given to us. If only Allah Ta'ala had informed us beforehand, you are going to die on the 16th of December, you are going to die on the 20th of January or March or April or Muharram or Safar, and in a certain year. So then we should have just carried on with our normal lives full of sin and evil, and then 5 minutes before time, then we should have started making sincere tawbah. So this Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala kept it as a secret so that it restrains us from haram. That's all there is. Daf'atan sar par jo aap pahunche ajal phir kaha tu aur kaha darul amal jayega ye bebaha mauqa nikal phir na haath aayegi umre bebadal ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. We'll take one more and conclude. Tujhko ghafil fikr-e-uqba kuch nahi, tujhko ghafil fikr-e-uqba kuch nahi, khana do ka aish-e-dunya kuch nahi, tujhko ghafil fikr-e-uqba kuch nahi, khana do ka aish duniya kuch nahi, tujhko ghafil fikr uqba kuch nahi, khana do ka aish duniya kuch nahi, zindagi chand roza kuch nahi, zindagi chand roza kuch nahi, kuch nahi is ka bharosa kuch nahi, kuch nahi us ka bharosa kuch nahi, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai kar le jo karna hai آخر موت ہے ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. تجھ کو غافل فکر عقبا کچھ نہیں. Say, oh you negligent one, you have got no concern of the hereafter, you are unconcerned. کھانا دھوکا عیش دنیا کچھ نہیں. Don't be deceived by the luxuries and the comforts and the enjoyment and the entertainment and the pleasures of this world. It is nothing. It's just a deception. Again, we are not prohibited from halal entertainment and pleasures. But don't be deceived that it is permanent. That that our life is going to continue in this fashion and in this manner. Look at those who were at one time little children running around, and then youth, and then middle age and old age and gone. Look at the difficulties, the trials that they went through in the different stages of their lives. But nobody remained here. So don't be negligent with regards to the hereafter. Zindagi chanda roza kuch nahi. How long are we going to live in this world? Chanda roza. Each and every one of us, if we have to just close our eyes and look back, that my 55 years of life, or your 60 years, or 30 years, or 20 years of life. Even though the person may have gone through a lot of tests and trials and pain and difficulties, but it's like a dream, nothing but a dream, as if it was a dream. Nobody can really chalk out exactly from day one all the different stages of his life. It's like a dream, it's just gone. Again, that beautiful this thing that as we are, that there is, that the past is the past. The past is the past. We can't bring it back. The future is unknown. We do not know whether we will see the future. So the present is the present. The present is the present from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Make use of this present time that you have. That is the present from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But the present is such fleeting, such speed it has got, that as I speak to you, the present is gone into the past. As I am speaking to you, and I'm just breathing in also, just that one breath and it's gone to the past. There's no present left. So there's hardly any time. So whatever has to be done now. For one day we have to die and go into our graves. So before that, put our affairs right. Sit at night one day and start chalking out whoever harmed, whoever I troubled, who did I cause discomfort, injury, pain, whose money did I steal, whose things I used without his permission, and the person I didn't ask maaf for. Whatever it is, after that the person goes and tries his best. During his lifetime he makes the effort. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very merciful and kind. If this person made the effort that he had to make, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if there was something left over, Allah will give those people such kind of ni'mat in the hereafter that they will forgive this person. But as long as this person made the effort, that he tried, it's just like the qaza salats and all the other things, that the person is making an effort. If he has to pay back now a couple hundred thousand, and he doesn't have it now, those days of ignorance or those days of ghaflat, he did the wrong things. So now he goes and asks for forgiveness, but the person says, no, you have to pay me. So now he makes an effort. During his lifetime, he tries to pay, he tries to do away with comforts and luxuries and make sure that whatever has to be paid, if he's paying. Then if death overtakes him, then inshallah there's hope and umid that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will also forgive him. But there must be some sort of interest shown in putting our affairs right now before departure from this world. A person in India was being buried. So there they've got a customary practice that at the graveyard, before the burial, they open the face and everybody comes and watches. And they pass by. So one old man was coming who was related to the deceased. So another person shouted, jaldi karo, jaldi karo, abhi chehra dekh lo jaldi, abhi ban kar denge, come quickly. So he says, zindagi mein usne kya dhaad mari thi ki ab mujhe jaldi karne ki zarurat hai. See, when I was suffering, that man didn't do anything. He's my relative, he had everything in the world, but he didn't really do, he was of no benefit to me. Now what are you making me run quickly to come and see his face? What am I really going to see his face and do now? So we must not die like that. When we die, as Jalaluddin Rumi or one of them says, that we must be such that when we came into this world, we were crying and everybody was laughing. Parents were happy, especially those who are blessed with a child after a long time. So everybody is excited, there's a lot of happiness, they are smiled, and that baby is crying. So when we were born, we were crying and everybody was happy. He said, when you die, then go in such a state that everybody is left crying and you go away smiling. Allah Ta'ala must show us some tajalli of his at the time of death, that our soul goes away dancing towards him. Amen. And we say, Ya Allah, all of my life I was doing my namaz, zikr, tilawat, ibadat without seeing you. And now I'm coming towards you and my only desire is to see you in the Jannat. So, Allah, show me some tajalli of yours and take me away from this world. So the person goes away smiling and he leaves behind people crying. Somebody says he was a very generous person, quietly used to help me in this, in that. Somebody says that he was always teaching me. Somebody says he was guiding me. Somebody says he was helping me in this, so that everybody has got some good word to say about him. So we must leave the world like that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one janaza was going past, everybody said that a very nice person, very good person, they spoke good about him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, wajabat. When another janaza went past, then the people started again talking bad about that person. He was like this, he was like that. So he said, wajabat. Afterwards they asked, Ya Rasulullah, what was this wajabat, wajabat? Wajib ho gaya, lazim ho gaya. So he said, when the first janaza went, everybody spoke good about the person. So Allah Ta'ala accepted their testimony on behalf of the deceased. Wow. And Allah Ta'ala made Jannat wajib for him. And when the other person went by, they said he was a terrorist and he was a person who used to ill-treat and he used to abuse and he was a drunkard and he was an addict of drugs or whatever it was. Now all the evil that the people speak, so they are the ones who are giving testimony. So when the second person went, people spoke bad about him. So Allah Ta'ala accepted the testimony of those people and made Jahannam wajib on him. So let us make dua, Allah Ta'ala take us from this world in such a state that the people give testimony that we are good people. Amen. Although we must not think of ourselves as good. Amen. But we should make the effort to do those things that make people talk after our death that we were doing good, so that Allah Ta'ala gives us Jannah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ay Allah, humare gunahukum afarma. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Oh Allah, bless us with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with comfort, with joy and satisfaction, with serenity, with tranquility, with your ma'rifat, with your yaqeen, with your muhabbat, with such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Oh Allah, we have to depart from this world one day. Is dunya ko chhod kar jana hai. Hey Allah, we have to depart from this world and come to you. Oh Allah, we haven't got fikr-e-uqba. Hey Allah, hame fikr-e-uqba naseeb farma. Hey Allah, hamari dunya bhi durust kar de aur akhirat bhi durust kar de. Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and the ni'mats of the akhirat. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to do everything that is pleasing to you and distance us from everything that is haram and displeasing to you. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq that before we depart from this world, we make sincere tawbah from all our sins. Ay Allah, marne se pehle pehle sachi tawbah ki tawfiq ata farma. Ay Allah, ghusle mayyit se pehle pehle ghusle tawbah ki tawfiq ata farma. Before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies, O Allah, give us the tawfiq of putting the garment of taqwa over our hearts. Ay Allah, our tongues are going to be silenced. Our eyes are going to close. Our ears are going to listen no more. Our hands, our feet, everything will move no more. Oh Allah, our watches will be removed from our hands. Our rings will be removed from our fingers. Oh Allah, our clothes will be cut and sliced with scissors. Oh my beloved Allah, we will be turned around and tossed around, helpless. Oh my beloved Allah, we will be made to lay in our qabars. The darkness of the qabar can only be removed with amal-e saliha. Lekin mere Allah, hamare paas aisa koi amal nahi hai jo teri raza ke liye humne kiya ho. Ae Allah, tu hame sachi toba ki tawfiq ata farma. Allah, give us the tawfiq to accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world, so that our qabar may be lit up. Ae Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with jannatul firdaus. Ae Allah, those whom they have left behind, give them sabre jameel and ajre azim. Ay Allah, assist the Mujahideen of Palestine, Afghanistan, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir. اے اللہ تو مجاہدین اسلام کی بھرپور مدد اور نصرت فرما، غیب سے ان کی حمایت فرما، اے اللہ فرشتوں کے ذریعے سے ان کو قوت عطا فرما، اے اللہ آج بھی تو وہی قادر ہے، قادر خدا ہے، اے اللہ ہم تیری طرف رجوع کر رہے ہیں، تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہم پر رحم فرما، کرم فرما، اے اللہ ہماری موت کا جب وقت آئے تو خاتمہ ایمان کے اوپر فرما، مدینہ طیبہ کے اندر شہادت کی موت نصیب فرما، جنت البقیع کے اندر دفن نصیب فرما، ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم، وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.